And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, your community radio station. And joining me in the studio is Jeff Budd with the Greater Sitka Arts Council to talk about an upcoming extravaganza, Sitkins Can Dance. Welcome to Morning Edition, Jeff.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I am doing very well. Well, Sitkins Can Dance is another example of how Sitka is, bringing what it wants to us instead of we're creating our own event,
right,
based on a couple of popular dance shows.
Yeah. And so the real quick backstory is the Arts Council gets all kinds of information from different promoters. And one promoter said, we will bring our stars to Sitka and you can dance. And I looked at the price tag and I thought, nah, we can do this ourselves. So we're going to have Sitkins Can Dance. And we'll all be our own stars. And should I go into what we're going to doing?
Yeah, so it's like a mashup of Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance, but
correct,
very positive,
Sitka-centric. Right. Yeah, so there'll be a two-part. So we're looking for couples who want to dance together, like in ballroom dancing, and they'll have to do a mandatory waltz, and then they can do a ballroom dance of their choice. So they will do two dances by themselves. They have a minute and a half to 2 minutes on the performing arts stage, dancing by yourselves as a couple. So just so people know, they're going to be on the stage by yourselves. And then the other part will be the solo dancer. So they can be, they don't really have to be solo dancer, because if it was a crew, they could have a crew, or they could do break dancing or whatever they want. And they can have 2 minutes and 15 seconds to do their routine. And this will all be packaged on a show on November 22nd that we'll do at the Performing Arts Center. We're looking, when you and I were talking earlier, we're looking for people who might need a partner to do the couples dance. So if you want to do that, if you're a person that wants to do it but your partner won't dance with you because for whatever reason they don't want to be on stage and be embarrassed.
And enjoy themselves in the spotlight.
Right. They won't get a chance to do that, but they could be watching from the audience and enjoy that too, because like we talked, this whole thing is for fun, and it's also, of course, a fundraiser for the Sitka Studio Dance as well as the Greater Sitka Arts Council. But if you want to dance and you don't have anybody to dance with, if you get me know, I will try to keep a list of who's looking for whom and then see if we can't get people together. So I'm at 747-4821.
So right now, registration for dancers is open. You're looking,
yes,
for couples, you're looking for solo performers, you're looking,
yes,
for people who want to be in a couple but need someone else to dance with them.
Make a couple, right. And we're going to work, Franny Donahoe will be the coach. And so Melinda McAdams will help the solo dancers, and Franny's going to work with the couples. She's not going to teach you how to dance. She's not going to pick out the music, but she's willing to. We're going to contract with her, and then we'll try to meet 2 months out and set up some times when people can get at least probably a couple hours worth of coaching all together in 2 months in advance. So they get maybe 4 30-minute sessions, and she can help you with whatever she can help.
Choreography,
yeah. How to maybe move smoother, how to better put your routine. And we talked earlier, you just can't go out. I guess you can go out there and waltz for a minute and a half or 2 minutes, but I think you would be advised to find some kind of splash to put into this, or some kind of, more than just going 1 2 3 1 2 3, you got to do some kind of routine that's going to make it different.
So there'll be coaching available.
Yes, ma'am.
And people, you're giving them plenty of lead time here.
Yes, you got almost 4 months. You have almost 4 months. And the person I'm dancing with, we have already begun, and it's become readily apparent that it's a good thing we've begun, because I need a lot of practice.
But again, this is supposed to be about fun.
It is about fun, and
no,
it's been
pressure,
fun.
No pressure, right?
Yeah. Yep. Nope. Well, there'll be prizes. But you and I were talking earlier, too, and I haven't brought this up with Melinda or anybody else, but somebody said, I don't want to be judged, but I might dance. And so I don't know if we care or not. I mean, maybe you can say, I would like to opt out and not be judged, but I'll go dance. So I think we're flexible enough to do that. The fabulous prizes aren't going to be that fabulous that you're going to miss on anything, so...
So there will be prizes? What are the prizes?
Well, at least for the first placers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about the prizes. It's about having fun, getting up there, enjoying yourself. And for myself, I'm a ham, but I'm not the kind of ham that likes to dance in front of people. So I like the challenge of trying to learn some new dance steps and be poised if that's possible. And for the fun of it, too, but it's a good challenge for me, and I think it would probably be for many people. But there's a lot of good couples dancers out there, and I'm sure there's probably a lot of good solo dancers out there as well.
So you were telling me earlier that you're finding it challenging to find dancers to sign up. So maybe we should pose this to the listener. Why is it so challenging to find the dancers? And also pose a challenge. Would you like to pose a challenge to encourage people to sign up?
You bet. I'm posing a challenge. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
You're doing it right now.
Okay, yeah. So we have probably a half a dozen couples that have said, yes, we will do it, but there's no guarantees yet. We'd like at least 10 couples to participate and at least 10 solo dancers, because I think that will be any more than that to make the show maybe very, very long. So we'll try to figure a way to do that. But we're talking about a two-hour give or take show. And if you want to dance, find somebody or call me and we'll find somebody to help you do it. And it's for fun. It's a good challenge. It'll be interesting to hear the different music that people do and see the different kind of dance steps that they've come up with and how they create their own choreography. I suppose if you say, all the different kind of ballroom dancers, the foxtrot and the waltz and the mambo and the cha-cha-cha and all that stuff. So I'm sure there'll be some, and salsa, and we have some great salsa dancers in this town, and tango and all kinds of different things. So I think it'll be an entertaining and fun evening.
And there's going to be a little more going on during the event as well?
Yeah, we're hoping to have a brief silk performance. That's where, I don't know, maybe you can describe it better. Do you know? Well, anyhow, they hang silk sheets, I guess, from the ceiling and do some kind of acrobatic dances with them. It's pretty neat. And then the studio dance will also have a short bit for some dancing, probably solo dancing or an exhibit. And that's time for the judges to gather their thoughts. And we're not going to have any judges that are going to be cruel, and they're just going to be all positive. And they'll keep their cruel comments to themselves.
So this event is coming up November 22nd at the Performing Arts Center. That will be $15 for adults, $10 for kids under 12. But you're looking for dancers right now.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Sign up is now. You can go to thinkartthinksitka.com. Call Jeff.
747-4821.
Or you can email
jbudd, J-B-U-D-D, 3500 at yahoo.com.
Okay. So
if you have questions, give us a call.
Solo and couples dancers, any age with an interest in dance, you're looking for couples, and they will be required to do a mandatory waltz and one self-chosen ballroom dance.
Yes.
For judging, or perhaps not. You'll find
right.
out about that. Each no longer than 2 minutes, and there's going to be coaching for that. And
That's
then
a
the
long
solo
time
routine.
By yourself.
Now, we're supposed to be supportive
I mean,
and encouraging, right, Jeff?
It's only 2 minutes.
That's right. And then the solo will be no longer than 2 minutes and 15 seconds, and coaching and costume assistance will be provided.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Melissa.
Great. Thanks for coming down this
morning. We'll see you on the dance floor.
Yes. Hopefully you will. Find
All
me
right.
a partner.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.